Dictation for Robert Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, March 2150, address as a letter, Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, 4631534. Dear Dr. Hoffman, consultation, Mr. Kirby, with recent right-sided hydronephrosis, kidney stone, procedures done, acute on chronic renal failure. We saw him one time back in 2018. He has not come since. Last part of 2024, abdominal discomfort, acute renal failure, transferred to McLaren Flint, procedure done, removal of the stone right-sided, eventually ureteral stent removed, has been seen by Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T, urology Mount Pleasant. Kidney function baseline is 1.6, 1.7, went to 5.5, did not require dialysis. Kidney function has improved in the middle twos, is known to have a small kidney on the left side. Present weight, appetite is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no nocturia, good flow, no cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no abdominal or back discomfort, no edema, claudication symptom, discolor of the toes, no numbness, no chest pain palpitation, he's a smoker, chronic cough, but no dyspnea, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, insomnia, but no orthopnea PND, no use of oxygen or CPAP machine, no skin rash or bruises, no headaches, no changes on eyesight, no bleeding, review system negative. Past medical history, kidney stone, brother, sister, chronic kidney disease, a smoker, COPD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, denies diabetes, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TAS stroke, no coronary artery disease or heart problems, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. Doesn't know the type of stone. Next paragraph, procedures, appendix, and kidney stone removal. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 15, one pack per day until now. Prior alcohol abuse discontinued 20 years ago. Next paragraph, no reported, side effects, allergy to HCTC, present medication, labetalol, Lipitor, off the Flomax, no anti-inflammatory agents, no narcotics. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 164, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 140, 68 on the right, 130, 72 on the left. Alert oriented type 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, COPD, emphysema, no RAL wheezes, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no major edema or non-focal deficit. Next paragraph, I review the recent CT scans, December 24, January 25. Right-sided hydronephrosis, hydroureter, kidney stone, previously reported atrophy of the left kidney, there is atherosclerosis, coronary artery and thoracic aorta, normal liver, normal spleen, baseline creatinine 1.6 to 1.8, at the time of obstruction 5.5, in January 2.37, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis down to 19 with a high chloride 112, normal albumin calcium, There has been 2 plus protein and 3 plus blood in the urine. Mild anemia, normal white blood cell, elevated platelets. There is macrocytosis, red blood cells 103. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure in relation to nephrolithiasis with right-sided hydronephrosis obstruction. Status post laser lithotripsy, ureteral stent already removed. Kidney function has improved but has not returned to baseline. I want to notice that the left kidney over the years has been considered relatively small and atrophic. We are going to monitor chemistries to determine a new steady state. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. On the most recent chemistries, no major abnormalities for sodium, potassium. There is a high degree of metabolic acidosis from renal failure. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Blood tests will include phosphorus, nutrition, PTH. We called McLaren to see if the stone was sent for analysis, and apparently that was not the case. We will assess 24-hour urine collection to see what is the predisposing factor. I did not change diet today. Overall, yes, increase of fluid intake, minimizing sodium and animal protein. Otherwise, further advice on diet based on results. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and family member. Continue to follow end of dictation.